Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim from DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, got a topic for you today. Marrying unbelievers. Yeah, I got a phone call from a man, and it brought a topic to light that we really haven't covered much and done much detail on. So I wanted to do an audio teaching on this. Oftentimes, we have Christians who are either involved with someone who's not a Christian, or they become Christians after they're married. And so we have to deal with these issues of believers and unbelievers coming together. 2 Corinthians 6 talks about, what does light have to do with darkness? Don't be yoked to unbelievers. Paul is talking about clearly here that believers should not be marrying unbelievers, as light and darkness don't mix, faith and disbelief don't mix. So clearly the Bible teaches that it is sinful. Now, what we see oftentimes, especially in young people, is, well, someone falls in love, they're a Christian, and they fall in love with somebody, and they say, I'll change them when they get married, and they'll become, they said they're going to become a Christian. No, this is disobeying to God. This is dishonoring to God. We need to obey God's word. He knows better than we do. We are not to marry unbelievers and hope that they change. Men, if you look at a woman, you can tell if her heart's been changed by how she dresses, how she carries herself. Does she cover her head? Ladies, you can tell if a man's been transformed by how he carries himself, how he dresses. His example in the world and his example to you with his words. So that's how you tell. By their fruit, you shall know them. Don't expect to change them into something after you marry them. That would be sinful. And we know that God doesn't approve of marriages that are mixed in that sense, as far as faith and no faith. If you read Ezra chapter 10, God actually told the Israelites to divorce and put away wives and families that were with pagans. God told them, do not take those pagan wives, and they did. And God told them to put them away. So just a word of encouragement to you. And oh, I do need to touch on, if you're a believer and you're married to an unbeliever, well, go read 1 Corinthians 7. Paul talks about that. And he says, if the unbelieving partner is pleased to dwell with you, this would be, of course, after you have come to faith, you didn't marry them as a Christian, then it's okay to stay married to them. Of course, you wouldn't put someone away after you're married and committed to them just because you became a Christian. But if they were to leave you and say, I want nothing to do with your Christian faith, then Paul says you are no longer bound. God's not going to bind us by someone else's decision. So, just some insight there from God's word. Men, women, be very careful who you're looking at as husband or wife material. If they're not believers striving in the fullness of God's word right now with the fruit of a true believer born again, not just a religious person, not just a Sunday go to church person. No, if they don't have the fruit of a born again, blood bought Christian that's obeying God's word and stripping themselves down from the inside out, and then of course the outsides change, their life changes, you will not have a godly marriage with two united people. You will have light and darkness, and you will be not pleasing to the Father. You'll be disobedient. Your marriage won't be blessed in that sense. So I hope that helps you. We're really praying for all the people out there that struggle with this, believers and unbelievers mixed. And we see a lot of people making decisions, or see some people making decisions based upon their fleshly desires. Oh, I really want to be with this person. Or, oh, I think they're going to change someday. Don't do it. Obey God's word. You're better to be alone than mingled with an unbeliever and struggling then to live your faith. You want to obey God's word as fruit that you're his. Hebrews 5:9 says he made a way for those who obey him. He made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Jesus says, why do you say you love me, but you don't keep my commands? These are all commands that God's word gives us clearly. So use wisdom. Jesus said, be wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. Use wisdom. And you may have to at times, people, men and women, break off relationships that are not honoring to the Father. That is your reasonable service, according to Romans 12. It's your reasonable worship and our reasonable service. And that's why we serve God. We serve him first, and then we serve ourselves and everyone else second. So, hope that's helped you. This has been Brother Jim at DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hundreds of articles, audios, and videos to help you in the true faith Check out the gospel. Make sure you're born of God. Check out the 10-point test to test your religious faith and your religious body. Check out the videos and audios that teach you the depths of God's word and calls you out of all the false ways of man. We do three things. We teach the biblical gospel. We make biblical disciples. And we expose man-made religion at every step along the way. Let us know how we can help you. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.